This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for March 7th. Cattle struggling to find a smooth path in the beef market as choppy prices fill the board. Let's go to Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago as she shares more on the livestock market.
Today we had a little bit of a mixed bag. The live cattle market really drifted a little bit lower. You know, the wholesale trade just lacks long-term stability. It's very difficult to keep the market moving. The U.S. dollar index is still really strong, and it's kind of put a cap on the prices right now. It's just made the U.S. products just too expensive for foreign exports, and it makes it difficult for us to really move our product.
Chicago markets July wheat prices closed the day at 4¾ at 473.5. Chicago July corn prices were down 1¾ to finish the day at 385. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were unchanged to up 4.5, ranging from 473 to 486¾. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for August new crop were up 2¼, ranging from 558¾ to 573¾. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were down 2¾, ranging from 672¾ to 677¾. August live cattle finished the day down 20 cents at 101.77½. May feeder cattle were also down 20 cents on the day at 122 even. May class 3 milk was down 12 cents at 15.92. You've just heard Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for the Ag Information Network of the West. Feel free to follow us on Facebook or Twitter.